Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful tonight that you have given us this opportunity once more to have this medium at our disposal to share the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful, Lord, for this gospel meeting and for the many souls we are able to touch through this medium. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have this message spread out across the nation, even the various parts of the world. Thankful, Lord, for those who have been listening, who have been able to hear the truth proclaimed, that they continue to do so, Lord, and to also share our message with everyone they come in contact with. Let them know that we are here every night, Monday through Friday, just trying to save souls and tell the truth about your Son, Jesus. We pray, Lord, tonight that our speaker open up the Word of God, show everyone listening tonight, and proclaim unto them the light of the gospel. Heavenly Father, we ask this prayer in your Son's Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Flunder. We want to welcome everyone to tonight's call. I'm Brother Tommy Brooks, the host minister of this nationwide gospel meeting call. If you're on the call tonight, you're not a member of the Church of Christ. You are very honored and distinguished guest of the audience. You are the VIP tonight. Now, we want you to know that in the Churches of Christ, we believe that the Bible is right, and every word of the Bible is right. So open it up now and follow along with us tonight. Take notes of the things that will be said. Pay particular attention to the things our speaker will talk about as it pertains to the saving of your precious soul. Take notes, follow along with our speaker tonight, good friend of mine, Brother Barry Gibson, been in Fifth Ward over 40 years, I think he said, and been an elder there for 10 years, last 10 years, serving as deacon for 16 years. He's a long-time servant there at that great congregation. We heard from his preacher last night, Brother Gary Smith. Tonight, Brother Barry Gibson will be sounding his trumpet about the light of the gospel. Go ahead and blow your trumpet, man. Let me hear from you.
Thank you, Brother Brooks, for that warm welcome, and thank everybody for taking the time to be on the line tonight. And for all those who are working with Brother Brooks to make this nationwide gospel meeting possible, to bring a first century message to those in the 21st century. My topic tonight is the light of the gospel. Gospel. The Greek word was originally used to describe the good news of military victory brought by a messenger to his commander. In the New Testament, it means the good news of salvation. Jesus came to conquer sin and evil by living a sinless life and sacrificially offering himself on the cross. The apostles continued to share this good news in obedience to Christ's command in Mark 16:15. The bad news is that man has sinned, Romans 3:23. The bad news is that sin separates one from God, Isaiah 59:2. The bad news is that if a man cannot save himself, and men are saved by grace through faith, Ephesians 2:8-9. The good news is what man could not do, Jesus did upon the cross. Jesus died for the sins of mankind, 1 Corinthians 15:3. Jesus is the world's Savior. He died for all. The gospel, the good news, must be preached to all. Salvation is a gift of God, Romans 6:23, but it comes at a tremendous cost. Why would anyone concede that something worth so much would be so easily obtained? Salvation is not forced upon man, but it is offered to every man and woman, John 3:16. Men and women must accept the conditions laid down by Jesus to receive the benefits of the blood of Jesus, the light of the gospel, the good news. The prophet Isaiah said, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." Isaiah 9:2. God promised to send a great light, which is quoted in Matthew 4:16 as being fulfilled in Jesus' ministry, the light of the gospel, the good news. Matthew 4:16 says, "The people sat in darkness, saw a great light, and to them that light sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up, has dawned." Darkness indicates blindness of heart and mind. 2 Corinthians 4:4, sitting in religious ignorance. That word sounds a little harsh and rude, but it really just means a lack of knowledge or information. They saw a great light, Christ, the light of the world. The world was lost in the darkness of sin. The light of the world is Jesus. The light of the world came to Galilee to dispense their darkness. Shadow of death seems to be that of a person who had lost his way in the dense darkness and upon whom arose a great light of the morning, the light of the gospel, the good news. John 1, 4, and 5 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus had life in himself, hence a fountain from him from whence life flows to man. Death could not hold him, because in him is life, and he became the resurrection and the life of the world. His light chases away the darkness of the earth. Though when John wrote, the darkness did not receive it. Men in darkness had eyes and saw not. All history demonstrates that Christ is the light of the world. Every redeemed soul recognizes the fact. Darkness is the opposite of light. In the spiritual sense, darkness refers to evil, destruction, condemnation, and death. Darkness stands for the ignorance, that is, a lack of knowledge or information of the truth and those who hate truth. Light brings men and women to God. Light comes from God. Light is used by John to refer to the clear manifestation of God. The first thing God created was light, Genesis 1:3. When light appeared, the darkness vanished. Darkness here refers to fear, doubt, anxieties, ignorance, that is, a lack of knowledge or information, sin and hatred of good. The only way men and women can come out of the world of darkness is through the light of the gospel, the good news. Jesus is the light. The light of the gospel, John 3:19, 20, and 21. Verse 19 tells us, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Meaning Jesus came to show men what God is like, and to reveal darkness for what it is. The gospel, the good news, brings light with it. Light exposed their sins and evil ways. Therefore, they rejected the light, which was the only thing that could save them from their sins. The condemnation is that men refuse the light. Usually, it is not evident, but an honest heart and a sincere desire for truth that are needed in order for faith. Verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved or exposed. The wrongdoer hates the light. The sinner fears to come to the light because he feels his evil deeds will be exposed and condemned. Verse 21, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. He that doeth truth is the person who believes the truth and obeys it. This person walks in the light. His works are open and are not hidden. They are done in accordance with God's will, and they glorify God. The light of the gospel, the good news. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus now proclaims that he is the light of the world. This is not so much the light of knowledge as it is the light of salvation, grace, and holiness versus the darkness of condemnation, sin, and despair. As the light of the world, Jesus saves men and women from darkness, and they have the light of light. Jesus is the light of the world because only through Jesus can men and women have eternal life. John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The meaning is Jesus is the only light of the world. There is no other light. To follow the light means to trust and obey Jesus. Without him, there would be no way revealed, no divine and saving grace, no immortal life. Not only can no one enter the Father's house without him, but no man can come to the Father on earth so as to enjoy his favor. There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved, Acts 4:12. That word must is necessity, something that should not be overlooked or missed. The light of the gospel, the good news. Luke 1:79 says to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Darkness in fear of death. They will be able to see clearly the way of peace and a right relationship with God. Christ, the day spring, will show them the path to walk. The way of peace means the way of forgiveness of sins, of reconciliation to God through the redeeming work of Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior. It leads to forgiveness of sin and peace with God. The light of the gospel, the good news. Ephesians 4:18, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through or because the ignorance, that is the lack of knowledge or information that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Their spiritual understanding has been affected by sin. Spiritual blindness is worse than physical blindness. Since they fail to acknowledge God and obey his will, they were separated from the spiritual light that is God. Their hearts were hardened because their conscience did not convict them when they did wrong, 1 Timothy 4:2. They are in darkness, unenlightened by the gospel, the good news, without the spiritual life that comes from knowing God, a willful blindness. 2 Corinthians 4:4-6. In whom the God of this world, that would be Satan, had blinded the minds of them which believed not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. A battle is going on between Christ and Satan. Therefore, it is necessary for man to have a choice between good and evil. Satan has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. They have believed his lies, John 8:44. Since they have believed the lies of Satan, they have failed to understand the gospel, the good news. Therefore, they are spiritually blind. Unbelievers mean ones not a Christian. Light is a metaphor in the New Testament for God's revelation. The Word of God reveals the truth and brings men and women out of darkness. When men and women believe the Word of God with good and honest hearts, they believe in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God. Satan is seeking to keep men and women from believing in Jesus. Jesus is the image of God. Jesus is God, John 1:1. Verse 6, for God, who committed the light, commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Commanded the light, truth comes from God, shined in our heart by bringing us to the light of the gospel, the good news. Knowledge is the light. The light which comes from God in the Christian age came through Jesus. Jesus said, I am the light of the world, John 8:12. About the light of the gospel, the good news. Ephesians 5:8, for ye were once darkened, but now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. They not only lived in darkness, but gave off no light and darkened others. The Ephesian Christians were formerly in darkness. However, when they obeyed the gospel, the good news, they were translated from darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son, which is light. To be in darkness meant they were darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, Ephesians 4:18. When you become a Christian, you are no longer in darkness. You are in the light, as they are in Christ, Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. They are to live in the light, which means to live according to God's teachings. As Christians live in accordance to God's will, they will become holy and will let their light shine before men to glorify God, Matthew 5:16. Christians walk in the light because they have the true knowledge of God. About the light of the gospel, the good news. The point of this lesson is that all people need the light of the gospel. The goal is not to dismiss those who have not obeyed the light of the gospel as hopeless, but we must remember that salvation is available through the light of the gospel, even for the terrible sinners, if they will repent. The point is, all men and women need the light of the gospel, the good news. Paul says in Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Gentiles. No man's wisdom, no man's knowledge, no man's message can save mankind, but the light of the gospel can, the good news. It is the only thing that can. It is God's only way to salvation. Salvation means both the forgiveness of sin and having the right relationship with God. The gospel has required conditions for those who believe. It's for every man and woman. In summary, all men and women need the gospel, since all are guilty of sin. But in order to believe and obey the gospel, men and women must learn to understand that the gospel is the light of the world. Men and women cannot be saved without the light of the gospel, the good news. I would like to extend the Savior's invitation with the account of the Ethiopian eunuch's baptism in Acts 8:26-39. The angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, go toward the south unto Gaza. As he went, he met a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, a royal treasurer, who had come to Jerusalem for to worship. His long journey, his study of Scripture, and his ready hearing all indicate a believer in God. A devout man and one seeking for the Christ was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Perhaps he had heard at Jerusalem of Jesus and the Christians. At any rate, he was reading in Isaiah a prophecy of Christ. The Spirit said to Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot. Philip obeyed, listened, and heard what he read, and then asked his question, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And asked Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, unresisting, and like a lamb dumb, silent. before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth, made no defense. In his humiliation, his judgment, his justice was taken away. It was trampled underfoot. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Isaiah 53, 7 and 8. The eunuch asked, of whom speaketh the prophet? This gave Philip the opportunity of preaching Jesus. He showed the prophecies of the Messiah that it behooved him to suffer, to die, and rise again, and that he commanded his gospel, his good news, to be preached and believers to be baptized in his name. That the eunuch calls for baptism shows that in preaching Jesus, Philip preached water baptism. They came to a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water, or behold, water, as if his soul was filled with the joy that he could obey. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way, rejoicing in his newfound Savior. Jesus can be your Savior through faith, repentance, confession, and baptism. Shall we pray? Righteous Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day and for all the wonderful blessings that have been ours to enjoy. Thank you for your word, Holy Father, in that through following your word, we can find out the pathway to heaven, to live eternally with you if we would just obey the gospel, Holy Father. And so we want to be mindful of all those who are on the line and be mindful for all those who have put and had the vision to put something such as this on, that your word might be spread throughout the world. So just bless everybody on this line, Holy Father, and may your word find its heart, its way into some heart tonight. And the person might want to know, what must I do to be saved? All these prayers and favors we ask in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.
We appreciate you so very much, Brother Gibson, for the message tonight. You definitely showed us the light of the gospel. We're so thankful to God for you and the congregation there. We pray for you and the ministry, the Fifth Ward congregation as a whole. I want to thank everyone who's joined us tonight. If you're on the call tonight and not a member of the Church of Christ, you've heard the truth tonight. It's our prayer that you obey it, for it's eternally everlasting, too late. Now, you may want to get back with the person. If you're interested in getting baptized, if you're interested in further studies of speaker, Brother Gibson, and our speakers, you can get back with the person who invited you to call. They'll make those arrangements for you. If they can't, go ahead and email me at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. That's nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. Or perhaps you want to go back and listen to the message again to study it for yourself. It's recorded. It'll be on our website at hollowheightscoc.net. That's hollowheightscoc.net. And there you go on the Nationwide Gospel Call tab. And the recorded messages will be there for you. They're free to download, to use, however you want to get the message on there. We got a lot of speakers on our website, and you can go there and listen to any topic you may have an interest in. So we just thank you so very much for getting on the call tonight. We pray you'll obey God before it's eternally too late. Let us pray to God. Father, we thank you for your blessings of life. Thank you for Jesus, our Lord, who hung on the cross, shed the blood that will wash our sins away and purchase his church, the Church of Christ, the only one we can read about in your word. We thank you for the light that shined that day on Calvary's Hill. We thank you, Father, that your Son came the light of the world. Because of him, we have a hope of eternal life. We thank you for Brother Gibson. We thank you for Fifth Ward congregation as a whole, his minister, Brother Gary, for them coming on our program. May you bless them and in their congregation, their ministry in a special way. Pray a special prayer for our visitors who are on the call, who are not members of the Church of Christ. They will obey before it's everlasting, eternally too late. Father, we thank you for your love of the world, for giving your only Son. And we love you, and we love him. Continue to bless our efforts, Lord, as we reach out during this time. Many need to hear the truth, for they die in their sins, and we don't want that to happen. We love you, Father. Thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're off to a good week. We had a good week this week. Tonight is a Thursday night. We got Brother Gage Coldwater would be coming on tomorrow night. However, unfortunately, there was a death in the family. He had to preach a sermon at a funeral. And so his elder is going to be speaking for us in the person of Brother Eddie Neal. He was supposed to speak next Monday night, but he's going to be speaking tomorrow night. And Brother Gage will come on again Monday night, so they're switching spots. So tomorrow night, Brother Eddie Neal from Rewoka, Oklahoma, he's going to be talking about the gates of hell. The gates of hell. You know, sound the trumpet. Join us tomorrow night. Let's hear our brother from Oklahoma. May God bless you all, and have a good night, and a good night's rest.